Amalgus inhaled deeply, exhaled, the mechanical sound heavy with disappointment.
You are a poor liar. You are a rival spice runner, or a killer in service to one of the syndicates that run spice.
Vrath dared not deny it. He stood there, frozen, pinioned by Malgus's eyes.
When is this freighter due to arrive? And how do they plan to get through the blockade?
Vrath found his mouth was dry. He cleared his throat.
They are coming soon. Today, they must.
Because of the Eng spies.
Vrath could not meet Malgus's eyes.
Yes. I don't know how they intend to get through, but I know they will try.
Malgus stared at him for a long second that felt like an eternity to Vrath.
You will remain on the bridge, Vrath Zizor. If this freighter and the Jedi it carries show up, I will overlook your illegal flight into restricted space. Perhaps I will even compensate you for your service. But if the ship doesn't show, then I will devise a suitable punishment for a spice runner found in restricted space. Does that seem to you unreasonable?
Vrath choked on his response.
No, my lord.
Excellent.
Malgus turned from Vrath, and Vrath felt as though the air had become easier to breathe. Malgus took a seat in his command chair and spoke to Commander Jard.
Commander, intensify all scanning until further notice. Any unusual readings are to be reported to me. And dispatch a squad of fighters to put eyes on all incoming ships.
Most of the fighter fleet is otherwise assigned, my lord.
Use shuttles, then.
Yes, my lord, answered Jard.
Vrath stared at the cruiser's viewscreen, hoping that Zirid had not scratched the run for some reason. Or, just as bad, that Zirid had somehow beaten him to Coruscant and already snuck through the blockade. He had never before felt so vulnerable.